Hey, I'm Brian Schrader with an update from WRAL News. It is Friday, November 26th, and a lot of people are probably going to be out shopping today. We should see clearing skies later today with a high temperature in the low 50s. Thanksgiving travel setting a new record for the pandemic with more than 2.3 million people screened by TSA on Wednesday. They say it's the busiest day for air travel in the U.S. since March of 2020, and we are feeling those effects here in the Triangle. RDU International says that both the Premier and Economy 3 lots are 100% full, and the Central lot is about 90% full, which means it will take you longer to find a spot, very likely. So RDU is temporarily opening Economy Lot 4, which is the park-and-ride lot near Glenwood Avenue and 540. You're not able to reserve a spot in that lot. It is for drive-up service only, and it will close again after the holiday weekend. A reminder that Wake County County's free drive-through COVID testing locations are closed again today as part of the Thanksgiving holiday. They will reopen tomorrow. And another reminder that starting next Wednesday, December 1st, Wake County will require appointments at its drive-through testing locations. The testing will remain free. If you're getting ready to buy your Christmas tree, you'll want to be careful. As you pick and decorate the tree, keep a close eye for the spotted lantern fly. It won't hurt you, but it is highly destructive and, unfortunately, almost impossible to detect. It can lay its eggs on tree branches and metal surfaces. Check out our story on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app for pictures and where to report your sightings. And UNC Health is closing Garner's Rex Wellness Center next year. They plan to build a surgery center at that site. UNC Rex healthcare officials say that they are working closely with members who want to shift to another wellness center in their network. That's a look at some of our top stories on the Friday after Thanksgiving. I'm Brian Schrader. Have a safe and happy weekend.